You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And I'm currently joined in the studio by Hamish from Assorted. How are you, dude?
Oh, bro, kia ora. Bro, as I said before, thanks for having me here.
It's all good, dude.
And, like, man, we speak the same language, local. Like,
yeah,
support local artists and highlighting, yeah. Bro. So, like, say this, I'm happy to be here. And let's see what we get up to, bro.
Yeah, we've got some tunes to play, and we've got a gig to talk about. You've got a gig that you're organising on the 16th.
Correct, bro. So it's kind of like a bit of a show crossover, bro. So
yeah.
like we've got the Nedibird Aotearoa show on Sunday, 2 to 4pm on Radio 1. Been doing it for the last, like, 72 weeks,
yep.
Every single week. Can't miss a week, you know. It's like the fix.
Bro.
You know, you get so much high from just locking in and playing good music. But we finally got to the point where, like, let's put on a show. Let's, like, do our first, like, let's say, the live version of a radio show, but, like, actually highlight some pretty sick artists in the flesh. And basically the whole lineup stacked. But
yeah, it's a huge lineup. How
12,
many acts?
Like, 12 acts.
12.
But,
and all on the same night?
All on the same night, man. Like, it's kind of, I guess, fortunate enough where it is hip-hop and R&B, right?
Yeah.
So, the nature of the bands are pretty small, right?
Yeah.
It's just like the vocalist or the MC and the DJ. So it's quite a quick production. No really changeovers. It's more or less, you know, like DMB gigs.
Yeah,
how, like,
yeah.
It's no stopping.
Easy.
There shouldn't be any gaps in sound. It's just really just replace the MC each or the performer. So.
Yeah. Are you DJing on that night as well on the site? Because I witnessed you for Mike Shaw at Flipper Fest,
bro. Yeah, in a way, bro. Like, I guess it's quite a unique lineup because everyone's like has their own style.
Yep.
Which again, if you listen to the Nedibird Aotearoa show, like, one thing, we don't have a shortage in Aotearoa of creative expressionists in that scene, and everyone does sound different, and we wanted to ensure that experience was captured in a live form.
It's important to highlight it.
Yeah, so artists like Cade Reef, a multi-instrumentalist, he's probably the main one that has, like, multiple foot pedals and everything.
Yeah.
DJs, we've got Jay Knight, Lavinia Lade, artists in their own right, Lavinia, like, vocalist, but also does DJing
The
producers, and Jay Knight, you know, ever since, like, Homebrew and At Peace, been out here for a while. And everyone else is just, individual styles. And I'll just, kind of be hosting it like I do with the radio show,
awesome.
You know what I mean? And some of those duties is helping the bros and playing with Serato stems and
awesome.
Making it sound, a little bit more fun and treating my track that I perform, well, use it, the radio show. Use it as an instrument to kind of at least, like, be there on stage with them and support my brothers and sisters. You know?
Some awesome mahi to be involved in, eh?
Oh, bro, you know it from Flipper Fest, bro.
Exactly.
Like, you can know it, and it's such a good feeling. And I think when people see artists in the flesh, they build a deeper connection with their art,
For sure.
And I think it's incredibly important, especially where we're at with the Nedibird Aotearoa show. Again, Sunday 2 to 4pm on Radio 1. But again, like, the support from Radio 1 of even giving us a shot.
Yeah.
Shout out Christina.
Yeah,
and the rest of the Radio 1 team, because, like, without that shot, we wouldn't have a slot.
No.
But again, appreciative to every single artist that we do play on that show and is at performing at the gig, because without the creative expression, there wouldn't be a show in the first place.
Yeah.
Live or otherwise.
Yeah,
so.
Totally.
Yeah, bro.
And we're lucky today that we've got the, I guess it would be the Native Birds takeover of the local show, right? We've got a playlist.
The full circle moment,
curated playlist here. You were telling me you used to run the local show at Bass FM back in the day.
Yeah, bro. Like, I've done many things in my life and career, like, as a human being or just life in general. Like, at the tender, loving age of 35 at the moment, or 35 next year.
Yeah.
But, like, I really, like, followed the whole corporate ladder career, doing, like, consultancy and market research and all that stuff, which I love, right?
Yeah.
But after interviewing people about what cigarette brand or insurance provider and all that sort of stuff, I got a little bit, a clash in my heart and soul of, like, man, I want to be doing something I'm passionate about, which has always been creative. Music's always been part of my DNA growing up. And I was like, listen to me, how about I just, like, start a little, I've got a phone.
Yeah.
I can record it.
Yeah.
I had a Rodecaster Pro. Sweet.
Easy.
It's just, I had a cow couch.
Yeah.
It, honestly, bro, it looked like a cow. It was like something like Doja Cat, like move video.
Yeah.
And just started interviewing people that, yeah, like, cool. I knew a lot of close homies back in 2021. The first one was on Waitangi Day, which was, yeah, mad pivotal.
Yeah.
And started a bit of journey and then moved into radio, bro.
Yeah.
Through, obviously, through creating platforms like 59 Seconds, which, again, I don't need to go into that. Those who know, but basically just getting that step in, changing, yeah, nice, kind of fields completely and trying to take the learnings from that corporate world and bring it to the creative industry in a way that's totally meaningful. And I think then getting on radio, bro,
yeah,
like
totally,
with my brother Jay Knight. Like, without my bro Jay Knight, he was the one who produced me. He produces people, not only music, and he produced me to be able to give me the confidence to reach out to Base FM, and we did the Native Tongues show on Base FM.
Yo.
Started in 2022, and that was a New Zealand on air show.
Nice.
And Base FM is no longer a thing now.
But no, it isn't.
We were
yeah,
very thankful and gassed when we had the opportunity, yeah, to be on the Native Tongues show.
Yeah,
because of what that represents, particularly in the underground culture and Aotearoa hip hop and R&B. Like,
yeah,
a lot of acts like Homebrew, Swidit, Mellow Downs, a lot of Auckland-based artists and artists across the country in their art form, got their start in Base FM. And it was originally the people who made George FM came, yeah, from Base as well. So be part of that lineage,
yeah,
and to see that at the end,
yeah,
it was sad to see, but then, yeah, we saw it as an opportunity of, man, we need to continue Native Tongues, let's come up with Native Birds.
Yeah.
And here we are, you know.
Yeah,
so it's a full,
sure,
circle moment. Again, sorry for me yapping.
No, you're all good.
You
want
to probably hear some music.
No, we're here to yap, but we'll move on to the music soon. Yeah,
yeah, right.
I was just going to say, I think it's really important, especially with New Zealand and our DIY culture, just to kind of like, just to make stuff happen. Because,
yeah,
so often you can just let it just sort of like, you have the idea and it doesn't really come to it, but like, it's just so cool when you actually get it there and just make it happen, because that's what really is important, eh?
Well, that's the essence of making music in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Even more prevalent in like hip-hop culture, you know,
yeah,
rather than hip-hop being a genre, it's
yeah,
culture first and foremost,
yeah,
and those four elements,
yeah,
they're quintessential and incredibly important in terms of expressing what's going on in the world,
yeah,
and having honest conversations and powerful conversations,
yeah,
as an art form, and also having a lot of fun as well,
yeah, totally,
in the process, and creating new sounds and redefining things. And I think everyone who's on that lineup on the 16th of October at Dropkicks, Native Birds Live, hashtag 001, whatever.
Yeah.
Stick with the naming conventions of our weekly show. But I mean, I'm incredibly blessed and stoked that got a decent relationship with each of those artists. But, like, you know, I fucks with them, like, on a musical level as well,
yeah,
of, like, respect what they have done,
mm,
and what they continue to still do in terms of releasing their music. And there's a whole different age groups and different tenures of,
yeah,
like the creative journey for a lot of these artists on the bill. So everyone in there is reflective of kind of the current hip hop R&B scene.
Yeah.
And there's so many other artists that will probably likely be on stage and jump on each other's sets that are not on that bill.
That was one of the things
and
that really was awesome at Flipperfest, was when Kay just put a beat on and then Mike came up,
yeah,
and started,
bro,
rapping on it, and it was just like,
that's it,
wow,
shame,
like, that was just like completely in the moment.
Yeah,
you guys saw each other at, like Mike Shore and Kay saw each other playing at the sound check and then made it happen, and that was just like,
yeah,
whoa, it was sick.
And it's very like,
yeah,
you know, if you come into the show, and a lot of the hip hop shows, usually there's time left over towards the end, and like that's where the cyphers happen, and that's,
yeah,
arguably where it's probably the most important thing from a community standpoint,
yeah,
where conversations are had, people were just having fun. It's,
yeah,
like, you know, like reminiscent to early New York,
yeah,
in the 80s and 90s of that golden age of hip-hop, even before, where they're in the projects, and they're all getting together, and,
yeah,
they're expressing themselves and in a safe way.
Yeah.
Outside of, obviously, the infiltration of people thinking that they're running gangs. It's like, no, they're just expressing themselves in the park, handing out, saying words and doing poetry, you know? So, bruh, it's,
yeah,
a moment like that with Kadri for Flipperfest. That
was
a highlight for me, bro.
It was a highlight for me, too. Honestly, that night was probably the highlight for me for the whole thing. Just it was just,
and not only it was the end of for the first two, bro.
It was the end, but it was also like it was the one that I was most looking forward to, because last year I feel like I really missed out on that. We had, you know, only a certain amount of different genres and people playing, and I was really proud that I was able to make that happen, because that was really important to me, you know. So
yeah, and honestly, like, mad, like, the mahi nui to you, bro, in terms of what you do with Flipper Fest. Like, so a lot of mahi, like, I'm only really focusing on one night, but like, you have, you and your team, and obviously the purpose of, you know, raising money for the hoiho. Damn, bro, like,
it's
such an amazing thing that you do.
It's a fun thing to do as well, bro. Like, it's not just like, I think I do that for myself, just like, it's really fulfilling. Like, I feel like it's a very fulfilling thing to do, and it benefit, everyone wins. No one loses, you know. It's just a beautiful thing that you can all participate in, and you can bring communities together. I think that's why I started it in the first place, was to see it, like, to help bring everyone together, you know.
Yeah, bro.
Bring everyone onto a combined cause.
Yeah, that's the same, like, you know, purpose and Kaupapa of the Native Birds community, bro, because it really is a community of, like, obviously the 16th of October next week, the gig, community highlighting, like, South Island, particularly Oeripuri-based artists or ties to Oeripuri. But it's a wider community, bro, that we highlight on the Native Birds Aotearoa show on Radio 1, because there's so many amazing artists that through music are telling some amazing stories, and not just, you know, sounds and words, but they're speaking about, and again, it's the art form. It's speaking about real life circumstances and their experiences.
Yeah.
And I've always been in the mindset, I'd rather eat local, listen or eat local produce rather than fast food, you know?
Yeah.
And if I have a radio show, it should be in service of the bigger picture, which is to highlight the amazing talent we have in this country. So,
shall we highlight some of them then?
Yeah, brother. Have you had one queued up, bro, which I was gassed what you mentioned.
It was Yon, is his name. Is that how I was saying it correctly?
So his name's Yoni.
Yoni.
So Yon.
Yon.
And I struggle with a lot of the names. I'm trying to get better.
Yeah.
Especially with acronyms and what, like, abbreviations and stuff. But it's a fantastic, again, another person who's reached out as a result of the show, kind of fuses a lot of, like, metal, guitar, rock with trap and things like that. And I think the song you're going to play is from his EP that came out, I think, last year.
Called Beyond.
Beyond. so it's pretty much how you pronounce his name, Beyond. Yon.
Yon,
And, doing some amazing things, instrumentalist-based. Let the music speak for itself.
Yeah, cool. All right, we'll jump into that, and we've got some others to talk about afterwards.
Jarbe.
All right.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.